Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, beautiful or spacious skies, or amber waves of rain, or purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruiting plains. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea.
Song that I didn't get to on Memorial Day, and I says, I'm playing that.
Yeah, it's a great song. Great one.
Oh, man. Yeah, and we had
Did John, excuse me for interrupting, you want to go ahead?
No, go ahead, honey.
Did John get his computer working?
Yes, as far as I know, he sure did.
Okay. Well,
It took him, I swear, a whole day
there
longer
he
than he figured it would. But, yeah, he did get it working. So, thank
Good.
God for large favors, right? It felt so weird. It was so, so weird. And you guys know how strange it was to do that whole Memorial Day show without him
Yeah, and knowing that he had helped you, too, with the music, so, yeah.
It was funky. I didn't like it at all. But you know what? It turned out to be a great show, and I'm glad I did it. I just wish he could have been there, and it wasn't his fault he wasn't, because that was the morning his computer decided to puke. So,
right.
Nothing anybody could do about that. He was kind of expecting
I was a little bit concerned.
He had to do the whole flipping thing over. Everything.
Wow.
He lost it all. But you know what?
What?
Because he did not have all the songs that we had played before, he didn't have those in his computer anymore. They went evaporate. We got some really cool songs that, because he had to start over looking for songs, and that was awesome. Oh, my gosh. We got so much cool music because he had to start from scratch. I'm sorry, honey, but I swear it was a good thing. Honest, it was a good thing.
Well, I don't think you agree.
Oh, it. Yeah, we've got some totally awesome music. You just won't even believe it. It's so good. But, you know, right now, I'm going to start with Gwen's request, because I couldn't play that on Thursday, and she wanted it on Thursday, and it's like, too bad, so sad, not going to happen. So I'm going to play it today. And I know she was disappointed. You know, she really looks forward when she sends me a request. She really looks forward to hearing it. Well, darling, I can't always promise that it's going to be on. It might be 2 or 3 weeks before you hear it. You might have to remind me twice, because I could have lost it. You know, so you just have a little bit of patience, because just because you sent me the receipt doesn't mean it's going to happen that show. It's not necessarily going to happen the show you request it for. And I apologize for that, but sometimes I've got the show already done, and there's just no room for another song. So there are a lot of reasons, and a lot of the reasons are because I forget. But there are a lot of different reasons that your song may not be getting aired that day. I will eventually get to it. Huh?
The brine fog that sets in?
Yes.
Is that
yeah. That real thick, soupy stuff. Yeah. The London brain fog. Yeah. You know.
lots of brine.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It turns into soup. Anyway, and I want to explain to everybody so that they know, Brandon has learned this, and I like Brandon's requests most of the time, because he has learned where that niche is, that it's okay to go.
If
somebody sends me a song that's outside that niche, and I just plain flat ass don't like it, or it's too much hard rock, or it's too techno, or something like that, in a very rare case, it won't get played at all. And Brandon has had that happen, three or four times, to where I just can't do it. I can't. There are some songs I just can't do. I did manage to do Tiny Tim, though, you guys noticed.
Oh, yes.
So, you know. And I learned that not all his stuff is like Tiptoe Through the Tulips. So he can be kind of fun. So I do listen to them. I do listen to them. There are a very few that I simply can't stomach. And that doesn't mean anything except that my music taste is different than the person who requested that particular song. That's all that means. It doesn't mean it's a bad song. It just means it's not going to fit in my show. You know?
Uh-huh.
So in a very rare instance, I won't play a song, but I will always tell the person. I don't just not play it. If you're not hearing your song and I'm just not playing it, it's because it either came in too late or I'm saving it for a different day.
Yeah.
That's the main two reasons why a song doesn't get played when you expect it. It does no harm to ask me, I noticed you didn't play my song. Do you have an idea of when you might do that? And I'll always tell you, I don't mind you asking me. So just remember that. So anyway, because I didn't get this song played during this last week, here is Gwen's request from Engelbert Humperdinck. And it's called Everywhere I Go.
Of your love haunts me night and day. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, can't forget the face. that stole my heart away. Everywhere I go, everywhere I go, you never know how much I try to tell you that I love you, but my pride got in the way. I'd give my life if you were here tonight. I'd hold you tenderly and say, can't live another day without you. Wanna build my world around you. No river strong enough to wash my love away. Take a chance and don't forsake it. I believe that we can make it. Don't leave me with a memory. Stay here in my arms. Let the feelings flow. Promise that you'll always be everywhere I go. Here tonight, I'd hold you tenderly and say, can't live another day without you. Wanna build my world around you. No river strong enough to wash my love away. Take a chance and don't forsake it. I believe that we can make it. Don't leave me with the feelings flow. Promise that you'll always be everywhere I go. Promise that you'll always be everywhere I go.
There you go. And you sometimes, well, when I heard this song anyway, I wondered if he was singing that to his wife. Because COVID took her. He's probably missing her something dreadfully. You know, they were married for a long time. Yeah, and yeah, I don't know when he wrote this song. They've been married for a long time. So he could have written it 20 years ago and still written it to her. And I wonder, was it a song that just came to him, or did he write it specifically for her? That would have been so awesome. And she knows it. I think that's fantastic. It's cool.
Yeah, they had a relationship.
Yes, very. And I don't know exactly how long, so I'm not even going to hazard a guess. I just know that it was many years.
It was 40-something years.
I think it was 52, 53, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise me. Yeah.
He's in his 80s.
Yeah.
And so it would have to be, yeah.
So he married her and nobody else, and I think that is fantastic. Not happen very often.
It doesn't.
You know, not just in the entertainment world, because that's always whirlwind stuff, you know, but that doesn't happen very often in any place. You know, people just don't do it
anymore.
Not at
all.
No,
they just don't do it anymore. And you always, well, not always, but most of the time when you get married with the idea that it's going to last the rest of your life.
Yeah,
you go in meaning to have it last the rest of your life. But, you know, as the old saying goes, shit happens, and most of the time you're at the bottom of the hill. So it's just something, it's human. It's just human. We change. What we want from life changes. What we need from a partner changes. And a lot of times I think it would be so good that if we're going to get married, we really should wait until we're in our 40s. When we know ourselves and we've done most of the drastic changing, you know, it's already taken place, so that when we get to know a person, that's who we know. And there's not going to be any big, huge changes most of the time. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, just most of the time. And if we would wait longer, I think we'd really be better off. But
probably true.
Most
probably
of us,
true.
Most of us like me are kind of stupid, and we don't want to wait. I mean, I met my ex-husband when I was 14.
Okay.
You know, so... I guess we're pretty lucky that we were married for 30 years before he exploded. But that's, you know, we hung out another 10. We knew it was important. We hung out another 10 trying to make it work. Well, I was trying to make it work. Anyway, it didn't. So I don't know where he is, what he's doing. Yeah, well, exactly. I had to try. I had 30 years invested. I had to try, and it didn't work. So came the time to accept that and say, okay, I'm done. Let's go. Just do your thing. I'll do my thing, and everything. The world will be a better place, believe me. And I don't know where he is now. I don't know if he's with someone or not or what he's doing, and that's okay. I don't have to know. I don't need to know. I would rather not know.
Your son never tells you?
Oh, my son can't stand the man, and he can't stand my son. So they haven't had any contact for, golly Moses, at least 20, 25 years. And the only reason he had contact with him at that point was because we were still married and I was there. So, no. It doesn't matter. Oh, believe me, it's better for them to not have contact.
Oh, believe me, you're fortunate. Mm-hmm. You certainly are. Because I continuously hear about mine, and I don't want to hear it. I don't
enjoy
it at all.
No, it's like, you know, that's not part of my life anymore. Just let it go.
Let it go.
You can let it go, too. So, anybody tried to tell me anything about him, and my poor mama, she thought that I wanted to know. Because, you know, it's like, mama, thank you for telling me, but I really don't care. She goes, oh, really? Well, I said, mom, we're not together anymore. He's off doing his own thing. I don't care where he goes or what he's doing. I don't care if one of my sisters sees him somewhere in the world. So you don't feel obligated to have to tell me, because I don't care. Oh, well, as long as it doesn't hurt you, no, why would it? You know, it's just don't bother yourself to think you've got to keep up with him to tell me, because you don't. You really don't. My life is so much better without him that I'd just rather not know anything about what he's doing. So that's cool. And he doesn't bother me. So everything's fine. It's all fine. And I really, and this surprises me, but I really don't miss him. If
well,
I had
no.
a chance to go, no, if I had a chance to go back and do it all again, I'd say no.
Oh, no, feeling.
And I wouldn't be missing anything, because I adopted my son. So that's not even my doing. So I wouldn't be missing out on nothing if I didn't do it again. I'd say, no, somebody better's coming down the pike, and I'm just going to wait. Oh, yeah. Oh, believe me, somebody. Yes, that's, wait for it. Wait for it.
Try and see what happens and wait and find another one. Oh, I'm going to announce it on the air. I ended mine.
It just, you know, sometimes.
About a week ago.
Really?
Boyfriend thing, I ended it. I said, this is not right. I'm not going to live like this. I'm not going to be around it. And
well, if it wasn't right for you, then good. I'm glad you got out of it if it wasn't making you happy.
I had to put an end to it. So it's
well,
done,
if it wasn't what you wanted, yeah, if it wasn't what you needed, then I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did.
Well,
because all that cost is pain.
Oh, yeah, when it gets to the point to where people upset you and you kind of stay in that mode, what good is it for? What are you doing? Nobody needs
it. When you're seeing someone and at the point they drive in the driveway, you go, oh, shit, not again. Why doesn't he leave and go home? I really don't want to do Then you know something's wrong.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because you're supposed to be happy to see this person. Your heart is supposed to dance to see this person. And if you ever get to a place that it doesn't, then it's over.
Well, it got to the point to where you said what you said, but my stomach was turning. It was like, ooh, giving me these horrible feelings in my stomach. And I just dreaded it.
I don't want to do this today. Why can't he just go home? Maybe if I don't answer the door.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got to feeling that way. Even, you know, my friend and I, the friend that used to come over here and repair everything and all that stuff for me, we still had a good relationship as friends. And we would still talk and we'd have coffee and then repair whatever needed repaired and then he'd go home. You know, and that was great. But I got to the point where I didn't even want to tell him what something was wrong because I didn't want him coming over. I didn't want to spend 3 hours of my day with somebody that I had broken up with 6 years ago. I got tired of it. He didn't get tired of me, obviously, but I got tired of it. So it was with very great relief that he announced he was moving. And I says, well, okay, one of us had to go first. You know I'm going, so just find some place you like and have a good life, you know. So it's been a very great relief to not have to deal with that every day. Or even once a week. It was down to where he would come over for 3 hours on a Friday, once a week. And he would drive me around to do my errands just to be able to be with me. And that's like, you know, something's wrong with this picture. It shouldn't be this. You shouldn't be doing everything for somebody just to be spending a little bit of time with them. Something's wrong with that. That means that they're not happy with their life. And they need to, you know, it got to where it wasn't working. So I'm glad he moved. It wasn't going to stop me from moving. So I'm glad he did it first. Then I didn't have to see the old sad face, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I was not looking forward to that. So anyway, all done. That's good. How do we get on that subject? I don't even remember.
I don't know. I guess I brought it up. I'm sorry.
I don't know that you did, though.
One song
I don't think. Oh my gosh. Anyway, okay. Let's do a song that John sent me that I don't remember hearing ever. And he said he remembered it from having it in his computer from before. Well, okay. I don't remember having ever heard it before, so that's okay. You can have had it. And now you've got it again. This is, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce, I think you pronounce his name Bouquet, but I'm not sure. B-O-U-K-E. That was the only song on the album, or the only name on the album cover that I could see. So, John, if you know what his name was, let me know, because I couldn't see it anywhere. And they did not put it on the listing. They just put the title of the song. The title of the song is Hear My Song. And you'll be kind of surprised, but it's nice.
Looks new tonight, the same old stars look twice as bright. Blue leaves are green and gentle breezes blow. I feel as though my arms are wings. You won't believe those crazy things I wanna be where others love to go. Hear my song, in the old-fashioned way. Hear my song, and I love you forever. How I love, for your kiss night and day. I can't stay alone, I'll make you my own. So please hear my prayer. Certain someone who can make me feel the way I do. My darling, I'm so glad you came my way. You know I long for your embrace, and no one else can take your place. I love you so, that's what I wanna say. Hear my song, in the old-fashioned way. Hear my song, and I love you forever. How I love, for your kiss night and day. I can't stay alone, I'll make you my own. So please hear my prayer.
Hear my song, in the old-fashioned way. Hear my song, and I love you forever.
How I love, for your kiss night and day. I can't stay alone, I'll make you my own. So please hear my prayer. I can't stay alone, I'll make you my home, so please hear my praise.
Yeah, I've heard him sing a song before. We have played him before, and he does sound a little bit like Elvis. I'm not sure if that's natural or if he makes it that way. And the only name I could find was Bouquet, B-O-U-K-E.
That's a lovely song. I really love that. Elvis.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
That was a nice, yes, it is a nice song, but it's not Elvis, you can tell. So he's just got a song. He's just got a style that's similar.
Yeah, it would sound.
He's not trying to be, exactly, it's just similar. It's not, you know, it's not even close, actually. It's just the similarity at the beginning strikes you, and then as you listen to it, it's like, oh, well, yeah, no way. He's not even trying to be like Elvis, so that's good. That's a good thing. But I couldn't find his name anywhere on the listing. It's not on the album cover. I couldn't find it on the album cover. I can't say it's not there. I just didn't see it there. The only thing I saw was this Bouquet, B-O-U-K-E. So I don't know who the dude is, really. He made an album, and he's singing. You probably find it on the back of the album if you turn it over, but they didn't have the back of the album. So that's just how it is, and we don't really care because he sounds good. We like to listen to him. That's all we care about, you know.
Yeah.
He's okay. He's a good singer on his own right, and if we don't know his name, that's his loss. That's how I look at it. You know, hey,
yeah.
If he wanted us to know his name, he would have put it right big and bold up front, right on the front of that album. So he didn't. Oh, well, too bad, so sad. He's got to live with it now because it's already done.
Yeah. No, goodness.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes, I've been sitting here debating, and yes, I'm just going to tell y'all, as long as the bank comes through with what they said,
yeah.
I've got my house.
Oh, great.
Right. Good
yes.
for you.
Well,
oh.
I've got my mobile home, but
oh.
I don't care if it's, I have lived most of my adult life in a mobile home, and I really don't care. I don't mind. They're manufactured the same as a stick house. They're just in a different configuration, that's all. It's
right.
three bedrooms, 1.5 baths. And I have already priced out building a 16x16 new living room off the front and making the current living room the dining room. So, you know, hey, I've moved myself
mm-hmm.
in already.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, go for it. That's great.
If I can get some neighbors to, you know, I'll cook them a big old pot roast dinner or a big pot of chili and homemade bread, whatever it takes, you know, come help me frame
yeah.
up this house. You know, it's, hey, I'll have to get to know people first.
For sure.
Yeah.
I gotta be able to pay for it first, but, you know, something like that, you can piecemeal out, get the framing done and then do another piece. It's not, if you're not building the house, it's not a huge issue. So, but it even has a section of deeded beach to the lake.
That's cool.
And the lake is across the street.
Sounds great.
Wonderful.
It's awesome. Yeah. On a 1/2 acre. So I can, and there's nothing done with the property except grass. So I can pretty much plant any trees and things that I want. So first things in, a palm tree or two, lilacs, and jasmine. Those are the first things I'm planting.
Oh, smell
then, we'll worry. Then we'll worry about the fruit trees and stuff. But yeah, I'm excited. I finally. Basically, I haven't told him yet, but mentally I've told FHA to go jump in the lake. You know, I got one right outside my door. You can go and, yeah, you know.
Right.
They have very high standards, which I do not fault them for. That's a good idea. But then they put a price point on it that you can't meet.
Right.
You know, and
I go
to a bank. I have no problems getting a higher price point for a lower payment. And I had a house within a week. So, you know, it's and it would meet all of FHA standards, except that it's a mobile home and FHA will not finance any mobile homes.
No, they won't.
So that was the problem, and I decided, you know, I can afford a mobile home, and if it's on its own property, hey, go for it. So John found this listing for me.
Mm-hmm.
So if it turns out bad, I can blame him. I would never do that. I wouldn't do that because it's on me. I went for it. It's on me. So anyway. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whip them with a wet noodle and then kiss the boo-boos. You got it.
back on the internet and look for something else.
really. But anyway, it's new floors, new flooring. You know, she's replaced all the flooring. She replaced the kitchen cabinets. She painted the place. And she put a new roof on it.
Okay.
So, and then with that deeded beachfront, it's like, well, okay. Okay, I can do that. And it's been there for like 30 years. So it's tied down, so the wind isn't taking it anywhere unless a full-on frontal attack by a tornado hits.
Oh, gosh, don't say that. Mm.
But that hasn't happened in 30 years, so I'm not looking for it to happen now. And I'll have insurance, so, you know, hey, whatever. Dig through the mess and get all the stuff out I can get and let them doze it away. Get a new one on it. There you go.
Well, anyway, well, I wish you the best. I hope this is for sure it works, and you will be on your way. Wow, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, I signed the purchase agreement this morning. So she's going to be contacting the banker, and we'll see where it flies. The bank is only open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
This is Georgia, guys. The bank is only open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but they're willing to finance my mobile home. So, hey, that's all right. I can deal with that. So I might not know until Tuesday or Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, not that far.
No, I figure if I've waited this long, I can wait another 4 or 5 days.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Uh-huh.
It might kill me, but I can wait.
They'll go back.
Oh, well. Yeah, I hope so. But anyway, it's good, and it feels so much better going to work now because I know there's an end. It's not going to be a never-ending ordeal.
Oh, yeah. Just don't say anything just yet.
Exactly. I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything to anybody, even the two people I work with. I learned the hard way. You don't tell them nothing you don't want the manager to know because
mm-hmm.
they run right to her
That's
with
right.
everything. Even when
oh,
you
yeah.
say, now, this is just between you and me and the gatepost, and they say, yeah, okay. And so you tell them, and this is what, when I first started looking for a house, I told them this. And next thing I know, the manager's asking me, I hear you're going to be leaving.
Oh, God.
Say, wait, what? Yeah. So you learn not to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you guys don't know my manager, so I can tell you.
Right.
Oh. But yeah, so I am zipping my lip at work and not mention it to anybody. They'll know when I tell the manager. So there we go. Okay,
yes,
now that I've spilled my beans all over the floor, we are going to go back to music. And here's a song that John sent me. I'm sure everybody's getting impatient saying, zip your lip, Jenny. Zip your lip. It's Johnny Earl and Jive Street doing Cherished Memories.
Oh, the little secrets that we shared when I was sad, the way you cared.
show I was waiting to be able to put an ending on, and they ended all the songs. So I never got to. But that's okay. That's okay. But I got to now. I put that ending on. Yes, I did put that ending on. And someone here is asking me about the interest on it. No, it's not high interest. It's 4%. But the payment turns out less to finance a few thousand more than what FHA was going to charge me. So, hey,
yeah.
I'm doing good stuff, man. It really feels good. Just being able to get past this point feels good.
And you did say it's psychic, correct?
Say what, honey?
Didn't you say it was vacant?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
So I don't have to worry about kicking anybody out of their home.
All right.
So, yeah, it's cool. It's going to, I've been told nothing will go wrong. It's all going to be good. So that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm counting on. And it's like, okay, God, this is the one. You led John to find it and he dumped it in my lap, and it's gone good so far. It's gone without a hitch so far. So let's keep that up. Let's keep that up. I need
well,
that.
This is great. I'm excited.
I am excited as well. So this weekend I'm packing up the bathroom, going through, throwing out, packing up, emptying out the bathroom. I'm out of the box for the next three months. That's just how it needs to be. And that way I can go through and get the whole place packed and then decide, okay, do you rent a pod and have them drive it? Do you rent a U-Haul driver and fly my brother-in-law down here to drive it? What? You know, that can come later. I don't kind of worry about it yet.
Right.
All right, time for an Elvis song. Just because I need it. I feel this longing inside of me. And I ain't the only one, I'll guarantee you.
Okay.
All right. How about Don't You Think It's Time?
I've been yearning for a little romance. I wanna know when you're gonna give me a chance. Kiss me, honey, tell me about. Don't you think it's time? I've been yearning for a sweet embrace. Rub my hair till I'm a total disgrace. Kiss me, honey, make my life even. Don't you think it's time? My cheek, you thrill me so much that I can hardly speak. Love me, honey, tell me you're mine. Don't you think it's time? I don't wanna walk without you, walking right by my side. It hurts me to see you talking when the other gone. When you touch my cheek, you thrill me so much that I can hardly speak. Love me, honey, tell me you're mine. But don't you think it's time?
And I just got a message from Victoria that she wasn't getting in on the conversation. So, honey, I do have you in my studio, but I have you muted since that was our ongoing agreement. Do you want to be unmuted? Let me know on the chat. And if you do, then I will unmute you. And you can talk to your heart's content. I do. I'll let you if you want to. There's no problem with that. All right. I have good songs. John sent me such good songs this morning. It's like, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. What do I do? Oh, there's a song that he gave me that's called Moldy Old Dough. Anybody recognize that? Moldy Old Dough.
Yeah.
Okay, you do. All right. Because I'm going, what must be British? And the video kind of looked British. So it's like, all right. Okay, Victoria, you are unmuted, honey. What did you need to say about Salvation Army? I knew that we were talking about that in chat for a little bit. So what's up with you about that, hon?
Yeah, okay. Am I on the phone?
Yep, you are.
No, I was just saying with our teasing, John, we could say we all could stay at the Salvation Army there in Boston for free.
Well, yeah, we could if you want to go to Boston. If I'm going to be close to water, I'd rather it was lake water than Atlantic water. The Atlantic gets a little bit deep for me, you know, but I'd go, the Atlantic's a little rougher, too, if I recall correctly. They have a few more storms and everything. So let's go to Hawaii on a boat. We could go to Hawaii on
a boat. Oh, yeah.
The Pacific is a much better ocean to be in or be on or to deal with.
Oh. We're all just driven. Someone will never go to Hawaii or Boston.
Yeah, it's you know, catch as catch can, right? You might get there, you might not.
Just have a little fan.
And I'm stopping halfway in Georgia, so there we go. Well, it's a little more than halfway, but, you know, I'll be closer.
Oh. Okay, you can put me back on mute.
Okay. Well, you know, anytime you want to say something, you just let me know, and I'll click that button for you. I can do that. I have the power in my index finger of my right hand, and all I got to do is make it work. Okay. Okay, and I have not been drinking, no. All right. We're going to start this song by Lieutenant Pigeon.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
It's familiar to Anne, so okay. And John found it, so I'm going with it. Moldy Old Dough.
Thank you.
now that was fun. I enjoyed that. And it's like, okay, do the chair dance. Just bop-da-bop-da, march along in your chair. And I thought it was fun.
I'm trying to connect the name of the song to the music.
Well, did you hear that gravelly voice comes in and says, moldy old dough?
Mm-hmm.
That's the connection. That's the only connection you're getting, honey. when the guy with the gravel in his voice comes in and says, moldy old dough. And it's like, there's no point to the song. It's just fun music. That's all. Oh, honey, it's British.
I understand that. I totally understand.
There you go. They do put out music just because it's fun stuff to do. And I love it. I really do love it. Put the TV on BBC and have a good time. There we go. All the comedies. I love the British comedy. All that dry, wrung-out humor.
Okay, Miss Bucket.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
I love that. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that song. Anyway, we have more. We do have more. I have an a cappella song because John knows how much I love a cappella, and he decided we need an a cappella song, and I said, okay, yeah, do that. And so he sent me an a cappella. This is the Virginia Gentleman doing When We Were Young.
To the way you move.
Exactly like we were before we realized. like a movie. It was just like a song when we were young.
A cappella. Love it. Fantastic. Now, all of those kids were young. I think that was either high school senior class or freshman, sophomore, college, something like that, because they were babies, man. They were just babies. That is the weirdest feeling when you remember being a teenager and you look at these guys and you go, oh, they're so good looking, or they're so cute. I hate that word cute. But anyway, and now you look at that age group and you go, oh, they're just babies.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I need to talk to my mama. I just need to talk to my mama. She'll put it in perspective for me. She always does. I love that woman. She's cool. She's totally cool. And now that I'm a grown-up person, she never tells me what to do unless I ask a question. So I'm careful what I ask.
Be very careful, huh?
Oh, yes. Because she never offers it unless you ask her. So that really is.
Oh, that's very
really,
nice.
Really awesome. That is really awesome. All right. Let's play house. No, that's not in here. That's just kind of what jumped into my brain. My brain's pretty mushy right now, guys.
Is it? Why?
Oh, there's just been so much happening, so much to take care of, so much going on. And now I've got the house. Now I can relax. All I got to do is sign papers. All I got to do is sign papers and get everything packed up and move.
See what happens.
Yeah. That would be kind of cool. I'm going to be on pins and needles all weekend. Well, I do have some whiskey. I do have some tequila. I got some coconut rum. I'll be fine. I'll get through the weekend.
You will.
Make a nice mug of tea. Not a cuppa, but a mug of tea, and put some coconut rum in it. Yeah, that'll get me through anything. Then I can sit down and read a good book, and I'll be fine. I'll just kind of glide through the weekend. And you guys know I'll never do that. So that's just how it goes. Unless I get a migraine, then the rum helps. But in moderation. I don't want
to.
I don't want
to
stand up and fall on the floor. Oh man. Anyway, okay. Yeah, it'll be your first weekend by yourself. That'll be good.
Yeah, I won't have that irritating feeling.
Exactly.
Anymore.
Exactly. Of having to watch to see if somebody's going to drop by or one or yeah.
Oh.
That is a very comforting feeling. Yes, to not have to worry about it. Anyway, let's play an Elvis song that John sent me that is just funny as a crutch. And I know we've all heard it before, but we just don't remember it. And that's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
Froggy went to court. You guys remember Froggy?
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
You remember Froggy?
I remember.
This makes me laugh. This just makes me laugh because he has so much fun doing this. We're going to listen to the fun.
Rock on a corner and he did right on home. Rock on a corner and he did right. He had to set my head right on home. Uh-huh. Rock on a corner and he did right on home. Rock on a corner and he did right on home. I'm gonna go in and eat it right in my head now.
Oh man, you guys missed a masterpiece then, boy. Ah, if I went according and he did right on. If I went according and he did right on. If I went according and he did right, he did something mighty sad on. If I went according and he did right on. If I went according and he did right on. If I went according and he did right on. If I went according and he did right on. I'm gonna go and eat it right off. Froggy went a court and he did right on. Froggy went a court and he did right on. And old Jerry by his
side. Oh, yeah. If you weren't laughing during that, you lost your sense of humor somewhere down at the
middle.
Isn't that cool? I love that. And he's, you know, he's having a good time because he's laughing his head off. I like it.
I had a friend that used to play that on his guitar.
Really?
And I used to crack up laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at your house right now.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's empty.
Trees behind it. Mhm.
It's wonderful. Half an acre of that is mine. And I have a feeling it goes through the line of trees, but I don't know yet. Wherever it goes, it's just fine. I'm gonna fence part of it in so Patchy can go out and run and and get me some fruit trees and stuff planted, some flowers and spruce it all up. I gotta have my roses.
It
will be. And I can put stuff anywhere I want. Yeah. It's nobody ever planted anything, so I can do anything I want and it's gonna be great. I'm gonna like it. I'm gonna love it. It's gonna be home. That's what I like about it. Yes. Okay, and it's Lake. Might have to get me a little paddle boat. Or a big two-man rubber raft, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure Apache's nails are clipped because he's going to want to go. And just enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
Okay,
I am not going to paddle across the reservoir in a rubber boat. No. I'm going to stay pretty close to shore, but on the water.
You like to fish?
Yes. I haven't been able to fish in so many years. Just because when I was married, I didn't want to do anything to show him up. And he was a lousy fisherman, so I just didn't do it.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
My daughter goes fishing all the time. She lives near a lake, and she fishes quite a bit. Said she caught a huge turtle over the weekend.
After she
called me and said she caught this big turtle, and they had to throw it back in, but it was huge. And she didn't even send me a picture of it.
Aww. Yeah, throw it back in because he's evidently liking that environment, and you want him to be happy. So he'll get bigger. That'd be great. Yeah. But see, that's the whole thing, too. I want to find out if I can eat fish you catch in that lake. Because then I can go out and I can catch a fish and clean that sucker and take him up to the kitchen and fry him up. And have fresh fish. Do you know how many years it's been since I've had fresh fish?
it's great.
Oh, my Lordy. Well, I grew
it
up with all the fresh fish. My family was fishermen and hunters, so I always had fresh wild meat, you know, venison and bear and elk, moose, all of it. And then fresh lake trout and perch.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lordy. And you haven't tasted salmon until you've gone out on the ocean and caught it yourself.
Oh, exactly.
Fresh Pacific salmon. And I grew up with that stuff. See, I grew up with... So being in Arizona for 25 years has been real hard on me.
Oh,
I've
I'm
almost
sure
given up. Well, I've almost given up eating fish because the only fish that I can stand to eat is frozen salmon or cod. And that's not fresh fish. I mean, that's obvious.
No.
But you go to the store here and you look at this fish that they're saying is fresh fish, fresh lake trout, cloudy eyes, or the eye is sunken, or it's been poked so that the whole eye is black, doesn't have that golden ring around it. And it's like, no, I ain't eating that. And I try and tell them, I said, you know what, this is not fresh fish, and you're lying to people. And they'll have their salmon on a hill of ice, and it's so dried out that the flesh is cracking. And it's like, that's not fresh salmon, guys. And I am not buying fish here ever as long as that's how you treat it.
In order to get that fresh, you need to go to an organic type store like Whole Foods.
Oh, not here, honey. This is Arizona. It's not happening. So any fish you're going to buy in any store here is going to be at least 4 days old. And they call it fresh fish. Because Arizona doesn't know different. They don't know any different. So, no, to me, fresh fish was caught that afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I want to know if Lake Sinclair has decent fishing, and if you catch a fish, can you eat it? Or does it have lead or mercury or some other gobbledygook sticking in it, because it's not a natural lake, it's a reservoir. So I'll call fishing game and ask.
We'll just have to do research and find out, because
it's real easy. You call fishing game and you ask them, they'll tell you. So, because they don't want you fishing out there if it's not safe, because they don't want people getting sick off of something and blaming them. That's a lawsuit. So yes, if I can fish, I am periodically going to have fresh fish for supper. Yes, you can bet on it. I don't know if you'll get some Atlantic salmon. It's not too far away. It's not too far away from the ocean. I see Georgia has some Atlantic seacoast. So that's why I wonder if we can get some Atlantic salmon or something like that there. I will find out. You can bet you I'll find out. I ain't going to order any Alaska salmon from Georgia. Not going to happen. So, anyway, I'm going to make meatloaf for supper tonight. It's nothing to do with fish. It just occurred to me I haven't had meatloaf. I'm going to make meatloaf for supper tonight. There you go. That sounds good. I'm going to do that. Okay. It does. And I make good meatloaf, too. Even if I do say so myself, I've been told that my whole life. So my niece, she's such a funny crutch. She wouldn't eat anybody's meatloaf but mine. And it made her mama mad, because her mama would, you know, do the green peppers and the chopped onions and all that and put it in with the meat, and then the meatloaf would fall apart, and she'd wonder why. And her daughter wouldn't eat it. And so she asked me, she's bragging that she was up at your house for that week and you made meatloaf and she had 2 and 3 helpings. Now, she won't even touch mine. What do you do? So I just tell her, stop making these big old chunks of vegetables so it falls apart. Looks like garbage. Use powdered spices. They're not fresh, but your meatloaf will hang together. So So there you go. That's my secret. And I finally discovered 2 weeks ago, you can put blackberry wine.
I have been craving a, I have been craving a Reuben sandwich.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that so wonderful?
Yes. On rye.
Mm-hmm.
Thin sliced
with my,
beef with fresh sauerkraut and spicy brown mustard.
Yeah,
I
love
that.
The mustard.
I could do that. You can't get a good one of those here in Arizona either. I don't know why.
No, I bet not.
But anyway, yeah. Go to Germantown and get some good
stuff. You know the best place I've ever had a good Reuben sandwich is in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. The food in Vegas is great. It always has been. It's not as cheap as it used to be, but it's still good.
And
okay.
One place in Dallas, I get one, but I don't go near there anymore. But anyway, I've made myself hungry now. I may go to the store after a while and get the stuff to pick
up. I'm going
to
have to make that meatloaf after the show's over. Anybody want to come for supper? Here I am. Come on over. Okay, we're going to do some more great music. Here's something by 10cc. And it's John's fault that I even know anything about 10cc. I'd never heard of them before. 2 years ago, he sent me a song they did. And it's like, hey, these guys are pretty good. So we got a 10cc song this morning. It's called Donna. U.S. band did that as well. Yeah. Yeah. In the 60s. So, But I like these guys' version, and it's like I was watching the video of that guy singing, and I'm going, what? Is that really him singing? Is they dub a chick over him? But nope, that's him. So, yeah. That's okay. That's okay. Some people got it. Some people are strange, and some people just don't got it anything. And we're all right with all of it. It's fine. Okay, another song. We need another song. We need another song. I have talked enough. I have talked more than enough. I know. I know. We're going to do one that was having me smiling and just making, I was just dancing around. This was a good one. Jeff Beck. And I know it says when you're sliding downhill, you put your hippie hat on. I know that, but I like it as a happy hat. So, you know, artist license, what can I tell you? And I'm not saying it, so it doesn't matter. This is Jeff Beck doing High Ho Silver Lining. Away! Makes you feel happy. It is.
Yeah.
You smile. Your heart smiles. Your heart smiles when you listen to that one. I like that. I like that one. All right. The Five Satins. Oh, Fred Paris and the Five Satins. They kind of, frontman wanted a little credit, you know. Okay, that's fine. We'll give it to him. No problem. Like we have to care now, right? Okay, John sent this, and when I first got it, it said video unavailable, and so I said, I can get that, it's all right. So I went in and I looked, and I go, okay, I've got the one by Skeeter Davis. It came right up top, is that the one you wanted? And he goes, no, not Skeeter Davis, not Skeeter Davis. And so he went looking again, and he found that it was Fred Parris and the Five Satins. And I said, oh, I'm sure I can find that. They were the originals. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I did. And just as I found it, he sent it. He says, well, here's the link to it. I've got it this time. And, yeah, mm-hmm. came up all nice and pretty and easy. And so here is Fred Parris and the Five Satins in the Still of the Night. And that's just how the dude says it.
And presenting for your entertainment, the one and only Fred Parris and the Satins singing their hit recording in the Still of the Night.
There we go with our show-do and show-be-do, show-do and show-be-do. Like, okay, I don't know where they learned to speak English, but that's all right. We don't really care.
I do recall that song. That had to be in the 50s, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was like 58, 59, something like that. Might have been as late as 62, because they were still doing boo-wop music. Doo-wop music in 61, 62, because rock and roll hadn't really taken hold yet. So they have your 50s rock and roll, but they were still doing the doo-wop stuff as well. So you can Google it. That'll tell you.
Oh, that's okay.
If she feels like it.
I remember hearing it a lot back then from my family.
Yeah. And that was cool. It was all right. Oh, yeah. You guys remember Freddie Starr?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was good, wasn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wanted to just keep Elvis music going.
He did.
He really did. So, we have a Freddie Starr and the Jordanaires song. John sent it to us, and we're going to play it. And he did a pretty credible job. He really did. I didn't realize he was so short, but that's okay. I don't know where that came from. Don't worry about it. Too Much Monkey Business. Freddie Starr and Jordanaires.
Thank you. Thank you.
Go! Yeah. Cheap blonde hair, good looking, trying to get me hooked, but I want to marry, settle down, get a home and write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Well, too much monkey business. Wash the windows, wash the tires, you oiled all the gas. Too much funky business. Too much funky business. Ooh, too much funky business.
Bruce Willis is the last Boy Scout.
Oh, man, they put an ending on it. Oh, well. Oh, well. That's okay. I have a special song. John sent this one. And it is an Aloha Post concert recording of No More.
No more do I see the starlight caress your hair. No feel the tender kisses we used to share. I close my eyes and clearly my heart remembers. A thousand goodbyes could never put out the embers. Darling, I love you so, and my heart forever will belong to the memory of the love that we knew before. Please come back to my heart. We belong together. Come to me, let's be sweethearts again. Then let us part no more. No more do I feel the touch of your hand on mine. No more feel the love light making your dark eyes shine. Oh, how I wish I never had caused you sorrow. Don't ever say for us there is no tomorrow. Darling, I love you so, and my heart forever will belong to the memory of the love that we knew before. Please come back to my arms. We belong together. Come to me. Let's be sweethearts again. Then let us part no more.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, cut print. Yeah, yeah. I think it needs to be printed. What? How about putting that puppy on a CD? There you go. That's better. Printed? Okay. At least he did the love, 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 love and got that right. So, you know, okay, we can deal with that. That's fine. That's fine. All right. The Anita Kerr Singers. My last date with you. This is so sad. Oh, man. Can you imagine how that feels? I would just so totally hate that.
Good song.
Ask her out on a date, and then she knows that you're going to break up with her. She knows. I guess it's better than on the phone. That really sucks. You don't want that to happen. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I never... Oh, I can't say that. I did break up with a guy once. Oh, well, it was sweet and simple, and that was it. I found out he was married. No, I faced him up face to face, and I didn't call him any names, but I found out he was married.
Oh.
And or actually, he was going to be married.
Mm.
And it was like, no,
oh God,
I don't think I'm going there. I just don't think so. So, you know what the funniest thing is? I didn't tell you guys this. He contacted me last week. He called me, and he wanted to see me. My first question was, are you still married? He goes, well, yeah, I've got no intention of leaving her. I says, well, then you better leave it that way, and we're not going to see each other. I didn't want to anyway. He's a slime ball, man. Anybody that would do that and then want to cheat on the same woman again?
Oh, yeah.
But she, hey, she was his sixth wife.
Wow, God. I haven't learned anything.
Well, you know, it would have been different if he hadn't been married, but, you know, that's... Nah, I ain't going there. Ain't happening.
No.
My heart's going in another direction, and that's just how it is, and I'm not going to let anybody interfere. That's just fine with me. Okay. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Where is it? There it is. I just played that My Last Date with You by the Anita Kerr Singers. Now, I'm sure you guys have heard that music before. Because that was an instrumental on the piano by Floyd Kramer. And he took it all the way to number one. An instrumental went to number one. So let's listen to good old Floyd and his number one hit.
Thank you.
that one. But I remember hearing that. Oh, my gosh, I remember hearing that on the radio. Wow.
Yeah, I had my mother in between marriages. She met a guy that was really a good person. He owned a very nice nightclub in Dallas. And he used to come by a couple nights a week and pick me, my mother, and my sister and I up and take us to dinner. And he would always hand us a handful of change to go play last night. Do I remember that song?
There you go.
I certainly do very well.
There you go. And you got good memories attached to it. That's awesome. That's totally awesome.
Oh, yeah, it was. He bought me my first bicycle.
Cool. That's cool.
And my first transistor radio, the more I think about it. But, yeah, he was really nice, but he wanted to marry Mother so badly, and she just didn't want to do it. And then she met my stepfather, and so she married him instead. That song brings back a lot of memories to me. I wasn't probably but 10 or 11.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The formative years. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's the time of your life when them grown-up men can either put you in a really good frame of mind towards men and make it very, very pleasant and wonderful experience,
mm-hmm.
or you could end up on the other side of the coin. You know, and they just make you want to kill somebody. So
yeah,
I'm glad yours was a wonderful. I'm glad yours was a wonderful experience at that age. That's really cool. I'm glad to hear that. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. The Kelly family. Here's a crying song. Are you ready, Ann? Got your tissues?
Yes. Come prepared.
Okay. Okay. There you go. Good. And John even told me when he sent it, he says, okay, time for a sad song. Well, all right. So then he gave me this one by the Kelly family. And then he gave me My Last Date with You by the Anita Kerr Singers. And it's like, yeah, I guess it's time for a little bit of crying time. Hey, isn't there a song called Crying Time?
Yes, there is. It's Crying Time Again. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's it. Okay,
John,
I think we need that one. Okay, the Kelly family doing Mama.
Why'd you have to die when I was only at the age of 5? Suddenly you were gone and I was left with answers hard to find. Now I think of you 'cause I'm in hunger for you one, but no one can replace. And I know that where I go, you're always by my side. I just want to let you know, whoa, whoa. Mama, oh, I miss you sometimes. Mama, can you hear me when I cry? Mama, oh, I miss you sometimes. Mama, can you hear me when I cry for you? Spirit never dies, and all your words I treasure in my heart. You left me with a smile. My cheeks aren't always dry from all the tears. So I think of you 'cause I'm in hunger for you more.
I know that that is a heart wrencher for all you ladies that have lost your mamas, and for John as well. John's lost his mama, and I am just so thankful to the good Lord that I still have my mama. I still have her. She is a year. She's a year younger than John. So I am going to treasure her every minute that she's still here. I really am. And I've got 8 minutes left, so I'm going to take this time to say thank you, Anne and Susan, for joining me for the whole show, except for the 30 seconds that Susan got kicked off. But, hey, you know, you came back. And thank you, Victoria, for sitting in.
My other handset died. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I figured it was something with the phone. You know, it always is. But anytime you or Anne or anybody gets kicked off, it's usually something with the phone. So if it's the Wi-Fi, you can't even get on for Blog Talk.
That's so true.
So I knew if you could, you'd be back. And just as I noticed you were gone and thought that, here you come back. So it's all good. It's all good. And thank you, Victoria, for sitting in and listening all this time and for coming on air and making those few, let's stay at Salvation Army remarks. I like that. That the hey, you know, that idea bears consideration. So anyway, no, stay in a hotel. I mean, come on. If you're going to go all that way, have a little bit of comfort. Let's not go totally bare bones. If you want to go bare bones, get a tent and go into the hills. There you go. Then you got the bare bones. You don't want, of course, you don't have any running water, but what the hey, you know? You can do what the bears do, and it'll work fine. Okay. So thank you, everybody, for joining me and for listening today. I know I talked to Blue Streak. I apologize. I just, I am just so hyped up with something good finally happening, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So, thank you. And everybody that has, I think it's great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'll keep you informed. I should know something next week. And everybody that clicked the link out in the groups and has come to listen, I hope you enjoyed it. I know that some people didn't enjoy my John, but, I just couldn't help it today. So forgive me. And I promise there won't be quite as much of that on Saturday. We'll have more music. We did get through most of the music that John sent me. I think there's only three songs we didn't get played. So we're doing good.
Good song. Good, yeah.
Yes, we're doing good. And I will play those three songs on Saturday. You can bet on it.
Okay.
So we're not going to miss them. We're not going to miss them. We're going to play them. And there'll be more songs besides because he's going to send me some more, and I've got some more, and there's just a whole lot more. You know, that's the thing about music is there's always more. And it's fantastic. So, hey, guys. Shauna is checking her Wi-Fi to see if she's going to be able to do her show tomorrow night. If the Wi-Fi is solid enough, she will. And if it isn't, then you won't get a link and you'll know that there's not going to be a show. So it's okay. But I will be back on Saturday for sure. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday we've got the gospel show. So there we go. Join me because we always have fantastic music and we have a good time. Even if it is me talking.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Thank you. Well, guys, I have a wonderful song here that I just hold this song dear to my heart. I love this song. And it's an Elvis song, so I'm going to play it. And I'll see y'all on Saturday if I don't see you on Shauna's show tomorrow night. So here we go. This
okay.
is our dance.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you. Please see you later.
We had a real good evening. Now all our friends are leaving. So we'll be alone. Wait till everybody has gone. Then play just one.
I'd fly